USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's looking like a slower holiday shopping season this year. The National Retail Federation said holiday sales through December will likely rise between 6 and 8%, which, factoring in inflation, is actually a decline. Last year, consumers shopped early and spent more as companies dealt with empty shelves and shipping delays. Compared to this year, the biggest retailers have lots of extra inventory as customers tighten their budgets. This year's midterm elections may be the most expensive ever. New analysis from the nonpartisan watchdog Open Secrets estimates the 2020 elections are expected to cost more than $16.7 billion. That includes spending in both federal and state races. This as a new poll is out that shows a huge swing from Democrats to Republicans.
A new Wall Street Journal poll found that white suburban women voters have shifted their support to Republicans running for Congress by 15 percentage points. That marks a 27-point move away from Democrats since August. The group of white suburban women comprises 20% of the electorate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says there were over 2 million encounters at the southwest land border in fiscal year 2022. This as thousands of illegal immigrants continue to cross the border into the United States every single day. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says this is a huge national security issue.
98 people who are on the terrorist watch list around the world were caught this year trying to come into our country. Why are they coming here? Who are they talking to? What do they have planned?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
A rally in Pakistan turns violent.
Gunfire rang out at a protest rally in Islamabad, Pakistan, held by former Prime Minister Imran Khan. A provisional lawmaker from his political party said that Mr. Khan had been shot in the leg as his motorcade was traveling down a street in the eastern part of the country. It's not clear yet who was behind the shooting, but police reportedly arrested a suspect at the scene. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The family of Gabby Petito is suing police in Utah over her death. The 22-year-old was interviewed by Moab police after fighting with her boyfriend last summer, 2 weeks before she was murdered on a cross-country trip. Petito's attorneys make accusations regarding the Moab Police Department.
If the Moab police had followed the requirements of the Utah law, the Utah statutes on domestic violence, Gabby would still be alive today.
The Petito family alleges that officers Eric Pratt and Daniel Robbins failed to handle the call properly after a witness reported seeing Brian Laundry hit Petito, grab her phone, and try to drive off without her. NASA is planning to roll out the Artemis 1 rocket overnight as it prepares for an upcoming launch. The agency's associate administrator saying the equipment had to be stored away ahead of Hurricane Ian. It survived the storm and will move back to the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.